Hospitals across the Midwest are bracing for cuts to services and staff in the wake of funding changes created in President Donald Trump's budget bill. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports rural hospitals could be most impacted, many of which have already been financially struggling and are at risk of closure.
Medicaid work requirements in the budget bill won't take effect until the end of 2026, but are expected to cut some 1 million people in the Midwest off of Medicaid. For hospitals that serve a large number of patients who are on Medicaid, those changes are likely to mean reductions in compensation and ultimately cuts to services or staff. Rob Micklin is the CEO of Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes, Indiana. He says people without coverage will still come into the hospital.
And we're going to treat them like they're any other payer. And then at the end of the day, we're going to not get paid to cover the cost of those that we take care of on a daily basis.
Micklin says services like birthing centers, where over half of patients are covered by Medicaid, are likely to be at risk, forcing pregnant women to drive further to access care. I'm Ben Thorpe.